ideals, shock the new for the elite initially, leading to misleading distraction from the here and now. Solitary escapism for the rich and literate, painting lies for those that otherwise wouldn't consider it. Nowadays, TV provides the fix of fiction, portraits of fame and luxury the people say I want. Creation of consumer unquenchable appetite with their attention on acquisition, distracted all the want to the world with a blind eye for questionable practice. The more they have, the more they have to lose, the more self-determination they'll let go to maintain their status quo. The spread of information is subject to opinion, and the depth of news presented is simply consumer driven. And so we're fed scraps from the table laid by the hand that feeds the media. You wouldn't invest in a paper that damages a position. If it must run, it runs spinning. And sometimes a story's primary purpose is artful manipulation of persons en masse. Social control through press release, piecemeal lesson. Check for yourself, no one's asking the why questions. Follow the money, that's the best way to catch criminals apparently. Well, it seems that business is the biggest vote in this democracy. The objective is to maximize profits immediately. Reducing workforce is a cost-averse risk exercise. Breaking the law is a cost-averse risk exercise. Destroying an economy is a cost-averse risk exercise. Destroying an economy is a cost-averse risk appetite exercise. All plans for profit, no room for ethical stands. The way it has to be, because if they don't follow this plan, the plan is followed by the next man anyway. And so these entities own our elected officials. The profit angle of war is who's making the missiles, guns, tanks. Who benefits when it's over won't be the soldiers. Protecting the promise of open market practice, parasite business clinging to a political body as it cracks another nation open using the World Bank and government lobby. They swallow the state infrastructure for a song. They raise the prices, push the wages down along with their overheads and slowly suck the country dead. This isn't democracy. This isn't civilization. This is economic aggression undeclared and unified. Americans want to strip mine the moon and I'm terrified. There's no profit reducing carbon output and I'm mesmerized. The snake eats its tail and I sense ending in this enterprise. I stand at my bedroom window watching the clouds rushing from the Gulf Stream direction. It's cooling down and there's no profit to be made from its correction. Everything seems changed, I feel nervous in my skin. The slaves are banging on my roof and I'm shouting at the wind.
This is a nonsense buy!
British Gas profits hit £571 million, 6 times bigger than the
year before. Under the sand, Iraq has the third largest reserves of oil on the planet. Pumping it out could quench the world's thirst for this scarce resource.
£49.99.
And Scottish Gas has put gas bills up by £178 and electricity up by £110.
Which accuses the World Bank of feeding the pig of corruption there. It's...
You don't need any bleachers, you don't need any softeners, and it's good for the environment.
He's one of the architects of neoconservatism, which aims to spread democracy around the world using military action if necessary. His appointment as the head of the World Bank...
If you use less than your allocation, you can sell carbon credits to other companies.
Its customers are poor countries, its shareholders the richest.
5 of the big 6 energy suppliers have raised prices.
And as you connect the dots, the picture starts to...
Under £60. We want to give you the best price that we possibly can tonight.
But now Iraq's to open up some of its oil fields to Western producers.
The poorer countries can only get richer and secure World Bank cash by embracing the free market capitalism of America.